This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Humans and rats have been fighting over territory for millennia. Rats destroyed crops and reserves in the agrarian age. They spread the bubonic plague, wiping out 25 million people in the Middle Ages. They proliferated in sewers and garbage as cities grew. Even after centuries of attempting to exterminate them with traps, dogs, cats, and chemicals, it looks like rats are winning. Or maybe not. Jordan Kissner wrote in The Guardian about a promising new biotech solution that is neither cruel nor toxic to pets or other creatures. And Jordan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you.
We have self-driving cars. We can keep premature babies alive. We can 3D print organs. Yet we cannot still control rats. What makes them so successful?
Well, most rodentologists that I spoke to when I was researching this story said without hesitation that rats are the most successful species and that they will outsurvive us on this planet. And I think the reasons for that are many. One is that they reproduce at really stunning rates. The female rats, they ovulate every 4 days. Rats fornicate many times a day. They can have many, many litters a year. And so there's this really exponential population growth that you see. They're a male and female rat, if left to their own devices, they and then their descendants and then their descendants' descendants could go from 2 rats to 15,000 rats in a year. Mm. So that's one way that rats are really successful as a species. The other is that they're highly adaptable. They can eat almost anything. They can survive in almost any conditions. The third thing is that they're incredibly neophobic, which means that they're afraid of things that they don't know. They're very cautious. They're very smart. They're animals of habit. And that protects them from a lot of environmental dangers. So they're very good survivors.
Well, you looked into some solutions, including one biotech company that is aimed at the first, reproduction. How are they doing it?
Yeah, this company that I got in touch with, they're based out of Flagstaff, Arizona, and the company's name is SenesTech. And it's run by two biologists, one of whom, the CEO, Loretta Mayer, was looking into solutions for heart disease in women after menopause. But in order to study that effectively, to study the postmenopausal female heart, she had to find a way to make lab mice go through menopause, because mice and rats and most mammals actually don't go through menopause. They are able to reproduce until the day they die. And so she had to find a way to sort of falsely induce menopause or infertility in mice. And when she did and published that research, she started hearing from scientists all over the world asking for that technology, that biotechnology, to be developed for pest populations. If she could find a way to adapt this formula she'd come up with, which she had kind of facetiously termed mousipause. If she could adapt mousipause for rats, she could have a drastic positive effect on people all over the world.
So that research continued, and she successfully has been able to create mousipause. But we've heard before of collateral damage, and maybe you can tell us cases of collateral damage of chemical treatments against rats. Isn't there a fear of using a biotech solution that may be able to get into the environment and have some other devastating effect?
Right. So our primary tool in terms of our efforts to control the rat population so far, really in the last 100 years, has been poison. We've been using an adapted version of the anticoagulant warfarin, which many people take as a blood thinner. And we've been using what's called sort of super toxic version of warfarin and sprinkling it in sort of a bright edible pellet onto the ground wherever the rat infestation is. And the rats eat it and they die. And that has caused tremendous environmental damage. There's a lot of, as you mentioned, collateral damage where children, many hundreds of thousands of children are poisoned, accidentally eat this poison and have to go to the hospital every year because they've eaten rat poison. It's very bad. It leaches into the soil. So the anxieties about using a chemical or a biotechnological solution are reasonable. That was actually one of the problems that Mayer and SenesTech were setting out to solve. They wanted to find a chemical solution that was not going to have those adverse effects. So when they came up with, when they adapted Mousipause to their current product, which is called ContraPest, they made sure that, first of all, it has no effect on the rat other than making the rat infertile. They live out a normal life. They die by predator or old age or whatever natural causes. And if for some reason the ContraPest formula comes into contact with the soil or another animal eats it, it's broken down quickly into elements that are neutral. You know, it doesn't get into the drinking water, for example. It's also a species-specific drug solution. So if a dog eats it, it won't have any effect.
You mentioned that rats are neophobic. Is that the word?
Yeah, that's right.
So they're afraid of things that they don't know. Certainly they get plenty to eat in cities. So how is this administered? How do they get it into the rat?
Well, one interesting thing that they did was formulate it as a liquid rather than a solid. Rats have, as you're totally correct in saying that rats have plenty to eat in most parts of the world where they exist. That's why they're there. But rats have to drink 10% of their body weight every day to survive. So they're actually always prowling for something potable. And so the SenesTech team formulated ContraPest as a liquid because it was going to be much more attractive to rats for that reason. And they spent many years tweaking the formula to make it optimally delicious to rats. So it's fatty and it's sweet. And the way they install it is they leave the dispenser with nothing in it for several days so that the rats can get used to the dispenser because, as you mentioned, they're going to be afraid of it because they don't know what it is. So once the rats get used to the dispenser, then they put the appetizing liquid inside and they've seen really good results.
From gruesome traps to developing predators to toxic chemicals, humans have been fighting rat populations for hundreds of years. We're talking with Jordan Kistner, who wrote in The Guardian about a promising new biotech solution that is neither cruel nor is it toxic to pets or the environment. Well, this woman that you profile, really, from SenesTech, she's a biologist and she's also CEO of that company. She's a really interesting woman. She said she describes her own philosophy as part Buddhist, part Girl Scout. And she seems really connected to animals. What about answering concerns about cruelty?
She, Loretta Mayer, the CEO that you mentioned, and her wife, Cheryl Dyer, another biologist who co-founded SenesTech with Mayer, one of their primary motivations, I think, in taking on this work was in finding a pest population control solution. So not just for rats, but they also want to extend this technology to dogs, to wild boars, all over the world. It's finding a way to control pest populations without killing those animals in mass numbers. In their early tests, they were actually testing on wild dogs that were overrunning a Navajo reservation in Gallup, New Mexico. And it was because Mayer went up there and saw the numbers in which these wild dogs were being slaughtered because of their total overpopulation. And she said, well, I have to do something that will control their population and not lead to the horrible deaths of hundreds. They were slaughtering 500 dogs a month. And so it comes from their end, from a very, very deep sense of loving animals and wanting to find an alternative that won't involve their death.
So ContraPest has been tested in the New York Metro transit system, also in Laos and the southeastern United States. Just got approval federally from the EPA. Now where does it go?
Well, they're securing state-by-state approval. The last time I checked in with them, they had approval to put ContraPest on the market commercially in 11 states, and I think they're moving quickly. They're also there's a lot of enthusiasm in Europe for this product, and so they're already moving towards licensing and accreditation so that they can sell in Europe. And the demand for their product seems to be unbelievable. They seem to be rushing to keep up with it, and they spoke of having high hopes of disseminating this all over the world and continuing to find other species-specific adaptations so that this technology can be adapted for safe and animal-friendly population control all over the world.
Jordan Kisner, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jordan Kisner, she's a writer based in New York. Her long read for The Guardian is called Man vs. Rat. Could the long war soon be over? There's a link to read it at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.